Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, three title matches, a Zack Ryder heel turn, and Mr. McMahon is here. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
For the first time in 4 years, the chairman of the board appears on SmackDown, and it was worth the wait as we break it down live at AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, your liking, subscribing, telling your friends, even your enemies, about the wonderful world of AfterBuzz TV. You got Christian Rosenberg at Real Rosenberg, Instagram, The Real Rosenberg, t-shirts, ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg, collarandelbowbrand.com, use promo code Rosenberg, save 10%. Scott, not here this week because he was in Vegas checking out SmackDown live and in person. He witnessed the craziness. We'll hear what he thought about it next week. But the rest of the crew is here. First off, he back from being Hamilton. At least that's what I thought. At Tom the Comms, Tom Connelly.
Oh, you were right. My voice is a little gone this week, but you know, I've been singing all week. Three hours a night.
Do you want me to connect you
and
with
twice Aiden? On Saturday and Sunday?
Do you want me to connect you with Aiden English? He might have some tips on how to keep the vocal cords warm. All right.
I prefer you didn't.
Well, the brunette over there, because I don't think you've been on the show yet since you've gone brunette.
No, you
guys. @Gabrielle_Loren. Gabby Loren.
I turned to the dark side.
Gabby just turned heel, everybody.
Yep.
So, guys, Scott and I talked a little bit last week how they kind of held off doing much of anything on SmackDown last week because they were prepping for this big one tonight. And whew, did they deliver?
Yes, they did.
This was an amazing show.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm here for this one.
Yeah, this SmackDown was insane. Full of craziness. We're going to break down everything for you. It starts with Kevin Owens welcoming all of us to the Kevin Owens Show.
Don't say his name wrong.
I know.
You'll be fired from this show, too.
I'll be fired, too. I don't want to.
No, wait. It was the Kevin Owens Show.
We haven't gotten to the theme part yet.
You're right.
You just got really excited.
I got so excited by this new theme
song. Gabby's excited for an Aiden English segment, which makes me so happy. Kevin Owens lets us know that last week he chose not to fight because he respects authority. And we're going to have Kevin Owens presents the Kevin Owens Show starring Kevin Owens. And he's talking about the new things that he's going to be doing for the show. First thing he's going to do is fire Sami Zayn. Second thing, it's like Tom Phillips, Byron Saxton. For now on, the two of you have to wear one suit. I'm not saying you have to wear the same suit. I'm saying, like, the two of you will physically be in one suit. Because you guys sound the same, so you might as well become the same person, too. Fashion Files, canceled.
Boo!
All right, listen here, Kevin. You could fire anyone. Byron Saxton, Tom Phillips in the same outfit. Love it. Don't you dare touch my Fashion Files. Then you're going to have a non-McMahon to have to fight. All right? Just leave the Fashion Files out of this.
He's getting serious.
I got really serious because that cut me deep. Cut me really deep. Watch yourself, Kevin. I'm warning you.
I don't know. After what happens later, I think if he wants to cancel it, then sure. I'm not messing with him.
I would love to see him cancel all of these things, fire people, and then have everyone revolt against him. You know, like have the one big, like massive revolt in the ring.
Yeah.
He calls out Vince, who's not there yet, but Shane's music hits and we're like, wait, he's suspended. But it's not Shane. It's Dolph Ziggler doing his Shane McMahon entrance.
I was kind of shocked. I was like, oh, Shane's really going to be there?
Yeah, that threw me off a little bit.
I almost thought it was Daniel Bryan at first dressed as Shane.
Oh, really?
Kind of. Yeah, I was like, oh, Daniel Bryan's trying to be funny and dress as Shane this week. But no, it was Dolph.
So Dolph's just like, yeah, I don't think that entrance worked out too well. I mean, nobody else is using that one right for a while, but I don't think it worked. I'll try some more later. And then he leaves. Then out comes Daniel Bryan, where he talks about the fun and games are going to end very soon. Owens says he has big plans for Kevin Owens to be the resident janitor of SmackDown. And Daniel lets him know Mr. McMahon is on his way and he's not going to like what Kevin's not going to like what Vince has to say.
Now, this is like the ultimate punishment. Anytime someone threatens janitorial duties or concession stands, you're out.
That's true.
Right, but you get free food.
It's all the popcorn stand,
right?
You want.
Right, yeah.
Pretzels. Mm-hmm.
Drinks. Come on. Can't be that bad.
I'd like to
We've
be
all
in charge.
Worked at restaurants, haven't we?
I would like to be in charge of the bar. If, like, I'm going to get any job, you know, out of that, I would be
the
sent
bartender?
To the bar. The bartender.
You're smart because you can get tips.
Yeah.
Exact so. Tips. You get yeah. to drink, like you were saying. You know, some vodka in there, tequila.
I would probably just be like an usher.
Really? That sounds boring.
Mm. I know. I'm just saying that's what I probably get assigned, not what I want to be.
Oh, you
want to
okay. be usher?
Yeah. Like, or okay. I want to be usher, the singer.
they're saying in the chat world the Fashion Files was on 205 Live. Is that true?
I don't know.
Or I don't know if they're joking or
I don't know, that. But at least it was on something.
Yeah.
And Gabby, you're getting some compliments of the hair change.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. So you're like the heel then?
Yeah. Everyone loves a good heel.
Yeah, right?
Everyone loves a good
you
heel.
You said so yourself.
Yeah. I like the heels. I'm not going to lie.
From here, we go to the first of three title matches tonight. AJ Styles defending the U.S. title against Ty Dillinger. Really good match. Mm-hmm. Definitely got a lot more time than Dillinger's match a couple weeks ago. Baron Corbin tries to interfere. AJ hits a phenomenal forearm on him. Then Ty grabs AJ, puts him in the tiebreaker. First guy to kick out of it is one AJ Styles. AJ then eventually locked in the calf crusher. Ty tapped out. After the match, AJ and Ty went to shake hands, and then Corbin beat the crap out of both of them, hit the end of days on AJ on the floor, and Corbin says, next week, AJ, you're defending your title against me.
I really enjoyed this match. I think both, you know, competitors had very good spatial awareness and peripheral because they were on top of it. You know, anytime they needed to get around a corner or, you know, come back at somebody, they were quick, good rebounds, fast movements. They really know how to, like, surprise you and pull out good things.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun. I don't know if I really like AJ kicking out of the tiebreaker. Like, I wish he would have just, like, put his foot on the rope or something to get out of it.
I wish he just would have countered it and didn't get hit by the move altogether.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like, it's such a new move that he's doing. You're like, all right, well, now people are already kicking out of your finisher.
That's how I felt when Rude debuted. And kicked out of Aiden English's finisher. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Yeah. Like, just make it at least a near fall where he's by the rope. And, oh, he just gets his foot to the rope. Ty could have won.
Or just have
him. He didn't, you know, he didn't pull him in more to, you know, get the pin.
Or have Corbin, like, jump in and start beating the crap out of both of them, then causing a DQ.
No, I'm fine with AJ winning. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm fine with that. I just didn't like the kick out. I thought it was a fun match. I liked, you know, at the beginning with Ty, like, pushing him into the post.
Yes.
To kind of get, you know, an edge on him. And the rest of it was fine. It was a lot of fun. And even Corbin beating him up at the end was good.
No, I agree with all that. And I think this was the first time in a very long time that the WWE Universe was like, oh, yeah, Ty Dillinger is actually a good wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they haven't given him time in any match.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I think he proved himself tonight.
100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to, I feel like they're leading towards like a triple threat at Hell in a Cell between the three of them.
I would like that. We actually, last week was one of the rare opportunities where we took some calls and we had a call that suggested maybe make it a triple threat.
Yeah, it's me. No.
Incognito.
Tom, you sounded like a woman. Gotta say, I don't know what's going on with your voice.
He was Hamilton, the female version.
Oh.
In character.
Dasha's backstage with Rusev. Rusev talks about, at SummerSlam, I suffered the biggest embarrassment of my career. I then, afterwards, went home to recharge. You know, he wrestled on the SmackDown right after SummerSlam, so he didn't leave to recharge right away.
He couldn't leave. They were already in Brooklyn.
That's true.
But when he went home to Bulgaria to recharge, they didn't greet me with open arms. They looked at me with shame and embarrassment. I need to prove that Rusev is not a loser. I must break a legend.
Rusev is not a loser.
Correct.
They didn't welcome him with open arms because he showed up with Lana. And they were like, look how gorgeous this girl is. Look at this guy. He's so lucky. That's why they were like, they were too busy looking at Lana.
And that's his real life, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to know where this is going, because he's talking about he needs to break a legend. I was shocked. I thought something else was going to happen later on in the show with him by him saying this, but I guess they're holding it off for another SmackDown.
Well, I think, isn't Orton the legend he's talking about?
I don't know.
That's what I think. I think Orton was the legend killer.
Right, he was once known as the legend killer. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that he's now the one who Rusev classifies as the legend.
Who would be the legend, though?
What if he goes after Jinder? Is that possible?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's possible, but I don't know if I'd categorize Jinder as a legend yet.
No, yeah.
But he thinks he's a legend.
Maybe. In his mind.
Or maybe Nakamura. No, but I don't see that storyline happening.
Yeah. There's nobody old on SmackDown. Like, who else is old on SmackDown?
I feel like next week we're going to have a special edition with Jerry Lawler or something, and Rusev is just going to beat the crap out of him.
That's so random, though.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I know. Yeah.
They're not in Memphis, so probably not.
Yeah. Speaking of Jinder, he comes out next. He puts up a few different photos of Nakamura. Mm. First one... He goes, when I see this photo, I see constipation. Nakamura forgot the most important phrase in the English language. Where's the bathroom?
Boo.
Next photo. This is Nakamura listening to Michael Jackson, thinking about what can he rip off next?
Boo.
The third photo is the face of Nakamura when someone yells out, Godzilla!
Really?
Wait. Jinder then goes on to say, anything that I just said, you people have thought. I'm just saying it. So if you hold this title, these people are going to treat you the same way they treat me. They're going to do USA chants. They're going to make fun of the way you speak. They're going to say, oh, you look differently with your accents and your eyes and your smile. They'll say you look like Pikachu having a seizure. And he goes on talking about how he is the Maharaja, he is the champion, and Nakamura really should just ball out and bail out because he doesn't want to live this life that Jinder's been living. The corny jokes aside, I love how he brought it back and talked about it. He's like, hey, I'm dealing with all this hate and animosity for being different. Newsflash, Nakamura, if you become champ, you're going to deal with all of it too. You don't want that.
I think he's just trying to instill fear in Nakamura to make him back down from wanting the title.
Right, he's trying to convince Nakamura to not want the title.
Right. But I don't think he truly believes, even though it is happening, what he's saying, I don't think he truly believes that it affects him because his character is someone who's big and strong and doesn't care what other people think. So he's just trying to make Nakamura feel inferior and back down from gaining that championship belt.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
My opinion.
I mean, I get where they were going, but at first I was like, I don't know. I feel like whenever they do these kind of promos where it's like, let's throw a picture up of someone looking dumb and make a dumb joke, like, it just doesn't get over with the crowd. Like, even what he said at the end was good, but me watching it, like, I was already already done with it, like, after the first thing. I was like, really? We're going this way with it?
See, I'm kind of surprised by that, because... And based on a lot of tweets that I saw, and I kind of feel the same way too, I think this might have been Jinder's best promo yet. Mm. Because I saw more emotion, a bigger range of emotion in a promo than we've seen in the past. Because he started comical, then he got sympathetic, then he got serious, then he got angry. And so it's good to be able to convey all the stuff of emotions for more people to relate to. Obviously, he's a heel, and people. The point of it was for people to get annoyed by it. It was like, oh, really, dude? That's your insult to him. But then explaining why is like, oh, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I think that he was playing a game of charades with the Singh brothers. They were clowning around in the ring.
Yep.
And by making fun of Nakamura, it reminded me of like a big bully. And I wasn't feeling it for that reason. I don't like when people bully each other. Mm. And it felt mean and ridiculous, personally.
So he did his job.
Yeah, he did his job, but it doesn't mean I have to like it. Yeah.
I just don't like when they do these type of promos. Like, I'd rather him just kind of speak, you know, from the heart, I guess, more. Like, he kind of did, but I just don't
from
like
the heart.
Or, yeah, I guess, I don't know. Or just, I don't know. I feel like there's a better way to get him, you know, more heat than they're doing with this kind of stuff. It just seems very, like, paint by numbers. Like, all right, now you're going to do this kind of promo, but now you're going to do this kind of promo. Like, I feel like he does the same, almost the same kind of thing. So, I don't know. And there was no Nakamura at all tonight. Which
no
was,
Nakamura at all.
Was he on that Raw tour, maybe?
Maybe. No Bobby Roode tonight.
Yeah. I bet you they went on that tour.
No Luke Harper?
Yep, he's on that tour, too.
Must be. I feel bad for Scott. He went to Vegas specifically to see Luke Harper. He wore his shirt and everything.
He did. I saw.
I highly doubt he was there. Maybe he was selling concessions.
Maybe.
Kevin Owens is backstage with a stage manager, and he's talking about, okay, so, you know, beginning for next week, we need a new intro with a new music video for me, private jet, two limos for me and one for my buddy Jimmy. And then he sees Sami Zayn. He goes over to Sami. He's like, hey, remember when we were driving together and we just wrestled in front of like 42 people in an armory? Remember the promise we made that night? We promised to do whatever we could to get to the WWE so we would never have to do that again. And I'm about to own the biggest company, and you're about to be out of a job. So I'm giving you permission to go ahead and break that promise. You can go back to those armories. I'll allow it. And Sammy's like, I'd rather go back to wrestling in armories than to ever work for you. And he walked away.
Mm.
And that was the Sami Zayn segment of tonight. Yes. Yeah!
I thought he was going to get more deep with it. Kevin Owens,
because
like I thought he was going to be like, well, you know, you got here first, and you didn't help me get here at all, so you know what I mean. Because Sammy did get signed first before him, so I thought they were going to kind of go a little deeper with it. But it was fun. I feel like they're always going to be
together in some fashion,
which
they're
is so awesome.
Yeah, and it's great because, I mean, I'm not going to compare to Rock Austin or anything like that, but this type of thing of over the next 5 years. Like they could add it just at the snap. Okay, we're going to do a feud now with you guys, whether it's for a title, for this, for that. And they could switch back and forth each time.
Yeah.
And every match is going to feel special like it did with Rock and Austin.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting part about this is that we're probably going to see Sami Zayn and KO have a bigger storyline. So maybe they'll either feud more hardcore or they're going to come together. I feel like in my predictions that they may form a bond and come back together again at some point during all Kevin Owens' drama within WWE. He may save him.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, if they do the whole thing of Sami Zayn not being used or anything like that, and he gets angry and decides to sign with the devil, you know?
Yeah.
And they go from there. It's certainly possible.
I could see them trying to maybe doing some kind of swerve in this match, like in the Hell in a Cell match, where you think Sammy's coming out to save Shane, and oop, nope.
Yeah,
he helps Kevin.
Yeah, especially because I could see him getting almost killed and creamed, or something really bad happening to Kevin Owens, and so Sami Zayn kind of like looks within and thinks to himself, well, this is my friend that I used to like hang out with and go through all these things together, and he's gonna have a revelation and come save him.
Yeah,
that's my prediction.
I mean, I think I know this is way out, but they definitely need to have a Mania match, the two of them.
Oh, one day.
Like, can we finally get that now?
They will have that at some point.
Yeah, they deserve it. Yeah. So,
you know what else I feel like we deserve? We need a New Day Usos match every week.
True. It almost is every week.
Yes. Yeah. So tag team titles in a Sin City street fight. Before we get into the match, I have a little Christian's closet for you.
Uh-oh.
You look so
lights.
I got the lights and everything. Because the New Day tonight they busted out all up, up, down, down gear. I don't know if you noticed this. So, up, up, down, down, Xavier Woods' YouTube video game channel, which is huge, and it's super entertaining. It made me, like, enjoy video games again, in all honesty, because it's just fun watching the superstars just be themselves and making fun of each other while playing video games. It is so much fun. They just had Seth Rollins and AJ Styles play Madden 18, and it was incredible. But they all go by different names on the show instead of their own. So Big E goes by Big Wool. Kofi Kingston goes by Mr. 24/7. Xavier goes by his real name, Austin Creed. And all of a sudden their gear had like Nintendo controllers and like video game stuff, and it said Big Wool, and it said Mr. 24/7. And then Xavier's gear is actually, he like did like a create a wrestler career on WWE 2K17. And he made himself, and he made his own gear on the video game, and he made it in real life. And that's what he was wearing. And to me, I just found that so badass.
That is crazy and so detailed.
Because
it takes forever to make somebody on that game.
Seriously.
To make your own gear. Wow.
So, Xavier, I want you to know that I noticed. And you got to be Christian's Closet this week, so well done. Okay, now let's get into the actual match. Because this match was insanity. So, it was interesting that Xavier, as soon as I came out, he just immediately went to the back. It was just like, he is still hurt. So it was good, kind of good reason. He was like, no, we're just going to prove that we can beat him fair and square in a street fight. So I'm not even going to be involved. I'm going to stay in the back. God damn these four guys.
Yeah.
I mean, kendo sticks get shattered.
Yes.
Bunch of chairs.
Chair to the face.
A couple, like the throw the from throw, Kofi
yes,
to the out of the ring.
That's what I was talking about. Wow. I watched that and I was like, I need to rewind that. And did he just really throw a chair right into his face? It's like, yeah, he did.
Yeah. No, he really did. He really did that. Towards the end of the match, the Usos went for the double splash on Big E. Kofi hopped up. He pushed Jay off the top rope through a table on the outside. And then Jimmy got hit with the Midnight Hour. And the New Day, with the power of positivity and the sweet up, up, down, down gear, win tag team titles for the fourth time. Two-time SmackDown champs, two-time Raw champs.
Longest reigning champs ever.
Longest reigning tag champs of all time. I think Kofi, cumulative longest reigning tag team champion ever.
Yeah, it's got to be now.
If not, it's damn close.
Yeah.
You never know where the match is going to go when Kofi gets hit in the face towards the end. Because that's usually when he loses everything and then it's over. But tonight, it was cool because we got to see them rebound and come back and take it for the win, which I enjoyed. Yeah. I wanted them to win. I've been wanting them to win a tag team championship back for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a fun match. And I do like the whole, like, if you look at the story, like, the evolution of New Day, is like, they came in, they were, you know, obviously supposed to be good guys, got booed out of the building, won the fans over, you know, have been good guys ever since.
Yep.
But also, like, if you look back at older feuds, like, they needs to be, like, an evolution of, like, now they're actually, like, they're not just funny. They're tough now, too.
Yep.
Like, Kofi with that kendo stick just beating the crap out of them. Like, it's like, okay,
yeah,
now it's adding
probably,
a layer to
probably
it.
Probably out of the four, because they're all jacked, but maybe the weakest one by what I say, like, as far as as far as them all benching, out of the four of them, he's probably benching the least. And he's the one who goes nuts with the kendo stick and it shatters.
And it was awesome. And like, I like that because now they can definitely have another match with these guys, and they have been having amazing matches, so I'm fine with them having a rematch.
Do we get one more inside Hell in a Cell?
Ooh, I like that. Oh, and maybe you put maybe the Usos say, okay, listen, we're gonna win our belts back, but we're gonna go against all three of you. If Xavier,
oh, the Usos say
that would be
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, like just be like, listen, like, all right, we know we could beat you guys, but we're gonna beat all three of you just to show how tough we are.
But then you have the good guys with the advantage in a handicap match.
Might as well. Who cares?
But if you're really that tough, like the Usos are, then it shouldn't be a problem if there's three guys.
Because also, I mean, you can add a lot of things into that match. Like, they can get in there, and then next thing you know, oh, there's some handcuffs, and oh, one of those guys is handcuffed to the cage.
Oh, I like the way you cell, think.
So they can't, like, you know, then they, you know, that's how they get them in the cage, and then they still have the advantage.
Yeah. Cuffed in a cell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
because it keeps going. One of them won the title. The other one used their rematch clause, and they won. Then they won. Then they won. Then they won. So it does eventually have to end, as much as we love watching it.
Yeah.
Hell in a Cell would make the most sense.
Mm-hmm. And it, I mean, when did we ever have a tag team championship match in a Hell in a Cell?
I know we've had, like, tag team matches of some kind. Like,
have we? I don't know if we have.
Like, Spirit Squad or DX, or no, Legacy and DX were in a Hell in a Cell, I think.
Mm.
Chat roll, correct me, please. Yeah. I don't know if we've had them for the tag titles. Or maybe that Legacy DX match was for the tag titles. Mm. I don't know, chat roll, let me know.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun, though. I like the idea of having the tag team match in Hell in a Cell, though.
Yeah. Then from there, we immediately go from the tag title match to the women's title match. Natalya defending against Naomi. We did not get entrances. No entrances for either of them.
There's a lot going on.
There was a lot going on tonight.
It's fine. We know what Naomi's entrance looks like. We know what Natalya's looks like.
Carmella is on commentary.
Why didn't we get her entrance with James Ellsworth?
I do want to see how that entrance took place.
Yes,
being
me too.
That Ellsworth was on a leash.
Yes.
It's 2017 in a TV PG era where Carmella is dragging a man around in a leash.
Hey, he got the kisser last week. Good for him. Wait. If Carmella said, hey, we can hang out, but you need to wear a leash, what would you say?
He would say yes.
Done.
See? Done, exactly. And done.
That's like a no-brainer. Yeah.
Ellsworth's not stupid.
Cheryl saying Legacy vs. DX was inside Hell in a Cell, but it was not for the tag titles. DX also took on Vince and Shane McMahon and The Big Show.
I remember that, yeah.
In Hell in a Cell.
Pretty sure they shoved Vince right up Big Show's butt.
That was the one. That was the one. So, again, this was a fun match. They gave it a good time. It went through the commercial break. And there was a point where Carmella tried to interfere. Naomi then did a springboard to the outside, took out Carmella and Ellsworth. Natalya took advantage of that, threw Naomi into the ring post hard.
Mm-hmm. And then that was really hard.
And then threw her back in the ring, sharpshooter, made Naomi tap. Natalya retained her title, and I still got tag team on mine. Retained her title, and Carmella just sat there with a briefcase. No cash in tonight. You know, we're still plotting. We're still planning for that moment.
Mm.
So now the question is, Naomi just had a rematch. She lost. Who is next for Natalya?
Asuka.
It's not Naomi. It's not Naomi anymore. Asuka's going to Raw.
What? Are you talking about?
What about the Tamina Lana thing?
Yeah, we haven't seen that in a couple
weeks. Yeah, and they were planning something.
Yeah, so who knows what's happening with that?
Who's next? Yeah. I thought this match was fun, though. I thought it was good. I really loved Naomi punching Ellsworth in the face after she did the splash to the outside.
Yep.
That throw into the post was rough looking. Yeah, I don't know if she got her hand up. It looked like she went face first into that. I don't know who's next. Becky,
maybe
Charlotte.
There's still Charlotte.
Yeah, they haven't been on TV in forever.
No,
either.
They've been keeping them off.
Yeah,
because they wanted to sell the story with Carmella, and they've done a good job with it. And obviously, you had to keep pushing Naomi, because she still wasn't tough, but you're still needing her rematch. So now that's done. So now she has to take a step back.
I could see them doing one more because there was interference.
But it wasn't because of Natalya.
Women's Hell in a Cell and tag team match at the same time.
Every match at Hell in a Cell will be inside Hell in a Cell. Book it.
Somebody else does that. No, we can't do that.
Right. Aiden English is backstage warming up. Get in those vocal cords. Like I said, Tom, you gotta.
I know. I need some advice.
Kevin Owens interrupts him, and he's just like, "Hey, Aiden, I'm gonna need someone to sing the lyrics for the Kevin Owens show, and I think you'd be good for it." And Aiden's like, "You know, I got it." So now, what we would like to do
is
Gabby and I, and we really hope Tom will partake as well.
Sorry, I've been singing all week.
No, you'll be partaking. He doesn't have a choice.
We We want to know through the chat roll which one of us is able to perform the best introduction for the Kevin Owens show. Now, the lyrics are, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Kevin Owens show. Very simple. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Kevin Owens show. Who would like to go first?
Tom.
Tom, all right, ready? Set the bar.
All right. Let me warm up.
All right.
This is going to take like an hour. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kevin Owens show.
You forgot a line.
No, I was rapping it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Kevin Owens show.
I really can't say
that. That was so flat.
I know. I'm sorry. That's okay. Why I'm singing.
Gabby?
Zero.
Okay. That's why I'm not in Hamilton anymore. I got fired. Sorry, guys. Back here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kevin Owens show.
That was pretty good, actually.
Better than Aiden English?
No, come on. No one's better than Aiden English.
Maybe.
Not even. Oh, that's right. I have to go now, too, Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Kevin Owens show.
That's pretty good, too.
Thank you.
Okay, so now the chat roll has about 5 seconds to vote.
They choose option
on who
D.
the winner is.
All right. And begin now.
Now.
Option D, and I have to get put on a leash.
Yeah. we'll just let the chat roll, because the chat roll is slightly behind our live moment. So we'll give it a minute.
A few more seconds.
We'll give it more than 5 seconds.
Why don't we talk about the next part, and then we'll go after that, right?
Well, I do like the Jeopardy music going.
And that was our SmackDown sing-off.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Gabby has one vote. We have one vote for Gabby.
Oh, one for me. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Dylan. And all thanks, right. Lauren.
We have a vote for Tom. We have another vote for Gabby. Claire. Another vote for Gabby.
I think I won, you guys. Yeah.
I think you won.
Oh, we're tied. Another one for me. Oh, another one for Gabby.
Gabby
won. Okay.
I've yet to get a single vote. So.
Okay, wait. Now I think we need to do this. Vote for Gabby or Aiden English.
I think you're going to win. Everyone's just picking you.
You think so?
Everyone.
That might be a hard one.
I should have sang it like a rock song.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't get the
lyrics. Thank you. Optimus Provost in the chat saying, I won because I'm the only one who got the lyrics exactly right.
Well, you know what? Even if my lyrics were wrong, I think I did a really good job.
You did. I lost. Dolph Ziggler comes out, talks about how he's the greatest in-ring performer in WWE history. And he shouldn't need an elaborate entrance, but you only associate a big entrance with a star. So then he runs to the back, comes out as Bailey, which was hilarious. And then he slapped one of the Bailey buddies. He's like, you want to idolize someone. I get it. He goes to the back. He comes out as the Ultimate Warrior. And then runs around a ring. He's like, this is what it's come to. This is what you think makes a star. Anyone can do what I just did, but no one can do what I do in this ring. I really thought Bobby Roode was going to come out at this point.
Yeah, so was I. It was like they set it up perfectly,
yeah.
And then nothing happened at all.
I'm enjoying these. It's just a matter of what the payoff's going to be. Who's going to be the guy to interrupt it? It makes the most sense for it to be Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
You know what? I see this story going where, yeah, he is going to do a random entrance, and then that person is going to come out and fight him in the ring. For stealing their entrance and calling them out.
So Bailey versus Ziggler.
I would watch that. I think it'd be pretty good.
I'm good.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I thought last week. Ziggler was good. I thought it wasn't, you know, but yeah, it's got to be Roode, right? I mean, I think it'd be awesome if it was. I was like, who's he gonna come out as? I was like, is he gonna be Hogan? Like, I didn't know who he was. I really didn't know who he was gonna come out as this week.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Hype Bros versus Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable. Quick tag match. Finish was a powerbomb flying clothesline combo by Gable and Benjamin for the win. But the real story is what happened right after the match.
Yes.
Gable and Benjamin go to offer handshakes to the Hype Bros. Mojo shakes hands. Zack Ryder, not so much.
Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm.
Zack's like, nope. Not gonna handle this, and leaves.
Yep. I like it. I like where we're going with
drama.
This.
Drama.
We've been waiting for this.
Yep.
We've been waiting for the Zack Ryder heel turn.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, it seems like it's finally starting to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I can't wait to see him beat the crap out of Mojo. It's going to be awesome.
Tell me how you really feel, Tom. Kevin Owens back in the ring now with Mr. McMahon. Vince comes out and says, and Kevin Owens says that, Vince, you must be intimidated. Vince says, no, I'm actually nauseated. Last week, you disparaged the McMahon name. Shane jumped you. And you didn't fight back because you respected authority. No, you didn't fight back because Shane was beating your ass. When you look in the mirror, how do you have any respect at all? It's all because you want that power. Well, I got news for you, Kevin. The moment that you file that lawsuit, I'm going to call your attorney. I hope that you're going to be in the room with him. He's going to put me on speakerphone, and you're going to hear me say, you want to do it, Gabby?
You're fired.
Felt like you could add a little more.
You're fired.
You're right.
Tom won't sing. Tom won't sing.
I guess I did the Trump version of "You're fired."
Yeah.
And he did the McMahon version.
And he's like, by the time the lawsuit goes to court, there's going to be a B next to your name, Kevin, and that's going to stand for bankrupt. I suspended Shane, not because he was an authority figure who put his hands on you, because he didn't finish the job. And there's not going to be a lawsuit. There's going to be a match. It'll be Kevin Owens versus Shane inside Hell in a Cell, which we all figured was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kevin says, all right, well, I'll do the match, but you have to promise me that I'm not going to get fired when I beat a McMahon senseless.
Mm-hmm.
And Vince says, you have my word. They shake hands. Kevin Owens then headbutts Vince McMahon.
Woo!
72-year-old Vince McMahon gets headbutted. His head immediately starts bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin then proceeds to punch him in the face. Refs come out, start yelling at him, what are you doing? That's your boss. Vince starts trying to get back up. Kevin then kicks him in the gut. And we're thinking, wow.
I thought he was going to kick him in the head. I thought he was doing the old Randy Orton.
The old Randy Orton punch.
Yeah, I really did think he was going to do that.
So, this is really getting intense and, to some extent, kind of uncomfortable because Vince McMahon is 72 freaking years old.
Oh, he could take it. He's a man.
Oh, no.
He's got those grapefruit
tops. I thought it was a little uncomfortable then. But then, Kevin Owens super kicks Vince McMahon and then lines him up for a frog splash. Adam Pearce at this point, road agent for the WWE, pretty much the main guy to try to separate people besides the refs, covers Vince, telling Kevin, don't do it, don't do it, this is crazy. Kevin doesn't care.
Mm-mm.
He jumps, he delivers a frog splash to 72-year-old Vince McMahon.
Hey, Vince, that's what you get for not being on SmackDown in 4 years.
This is why I loved tonight's show. I love this. And the fact that Vince McMahon is the age he is and can take a hit like that, I am super impressed. I was like, what are those hips doing? The hips don't lie here.
He is more than double my age. More than double. And he is hanging with a guy in his prime.
I don't know how much he's hanging.
Well, I mean, he's not doing a six-minute Ironman match, but he's taking the moves.
Yeah.
At this point, more refs come out, EMTs come out, trainers come out. As Kevin is walking up the ramp, Stephanie comes out.
Yes!
Gives him the look of
love
death.
Love Stephanie.
As she goes to try to help Vince, who refuses to go on the stretcher, but is complaining about his ribs. As SmackDown goes off the air, Kevin Owens beat the crap out of Vince McMahon, everybody.
Yeah.
Does this give Shane McMahon fuel? I think so.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, it does. This is exactly what I said I wanted in the storyline. I wanted Kevin Owens to fight Shane and go nuts. Because the more intense he gets, the more fired up he gets, the better the story, the better the action, the better the drama. And that's exactly what we're seeing. And it's all leading up to Hell in a Cell. So this is going to be one great match coming up. And I almost wonder if Vince McMahon is going to make another appearance, being that he got, you know, hurt tonight.
He could. He might show up at Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I mean, I thought it was a great segment that they did tonight. Like, just Really, like, because I was excited for the match, but now I'm even more excited to see this match because I just think it's going to be awesome. I mean, Kevin Owens is kind of like...
He's the biggest heel in SmackDown right now.
Yeah, and if he
he's bigger than Jinder.
And if they could do this, this is almost like a weird, like, McMahon-Austin kind of thing. But, I mean, Austin was the face at the time.
Sure.
But it could get to that level of, like, this cool rivalry that they're having with, you know, him and Shane. And I think it was awesome. I can't believe Vince went through that.
Yes.
Like, I can't believe that he let him. For the headbutt was crazy. Then he super kicks him, and then he lets him frog splash him. I can't believe what's his name, Adam Pearce. Why wouldn't he? Like, all right, this is your boss. He's 72, and you're just gonna let the guy jump? Like, why not try to push him out of the way?
See, the agents and referees, they're not exactly Secret Service type people.
Yes, but they're former wrestlers, so they know what to do.
He's a former multi-time NWA champion.
Yeah. I mean, I get it was a good moment to have him there, but it should have been a ref, I think, there, not him.
Well, I think it should have been multiple. Like, you should have had also, like, Jamie Noble, and like, you should have had multiple agents out there, not just one.
Yeah. Because I feel like, and I also feel that, I mean, it was good. It was good for what it was for. But I also feel like they should have, like, dragged Kevin Owens out of there. Like him, just letting him leave like that is kind of like.
Yeah, they're showing, you know, that they're not in authority.
Yeah.
Because they didn't handle the situation.
Right, because Kevin Owens is pretty much running things right now.
Yeah.
He is. Mm-hmm. It's true. He's running the show.
Which is badass.
Yeah. Which I really hope next week he comes out. Because, well, we don't know if Shane will be there next week. I'm guessing he will.
Well, they lifted the suspension, so
I'm guessing
he will.
Yeah. But I'd love to start the show where it's like, it starts as the regular SmackDown, and then next you know, it just cuts to him in the video control booth or whatever, out in the outside. And he's like, no. This is what we're playing tonight. And it's all a Kevin Owens theme
for SmackDown. That would be great.
Sung by Gabby.
Exactly. Yes.
Intro.
Awesome. Yeah, now, real quick, before we just wrap things up, I do want to make sure that I promote this really great event that is happening in Hollywood that's right after No Mercy, the Raw pay-per-view. I know it's not a SmackDown pay-per-view, but it's still a great event to attend. Right after No Mercy, Booker T is hosting an event at Lucky Strike in Hollywood. He's doing some things for his Heated Conversations podcast. He's going to have interviews and guests of Kurt Angle, RVD, and Corey Graves. There's going to be a bunch of raffles and auctions from items from those guys, from Mick Foley, the WWE artist Rob Schamberger, and many more, because all the proceeds from this go to Booker T's Fights for Kids Foundation, which all goes to victims from these hurricanes that we've had over these last few weeks. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a super fun event for any wrestling fan that's out in LA for No Mercy, and obviously for a great, great cause. You can get your tickets and find out more information for this at BookerTLive.com. Go to this event because it's going to be a blast, and obviously it's all for great, great causes. So make sure you check it out. Again, BookerTLive.com for the big event at Lucky Strike in Hollywood after No Mercy. Make sure you go and check it out. So with that said, we should be wrapping stuff up here. So, Tom the Com, how can people reach out to you?
They can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom the Com. I'm doing my 3D printing again. Finally got the
enough running.
So if you guys have an idea, send them to me and I'll see if I can design it and make it.
A title belt.
Yes, I could do that.
You can?
Yeah, probably.
Do it for us.
All right, well, maybe
it's small. I mean, it sounds kind of intricate, though.
He's made coasters. He's made Money in a Bank briefcases.
Yeah. Yes. Challenge accepted.
Yeah. Gabby.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Gabrielle_Loren or on Instagram at Gabby.Loren. That's GABBY.LOREN.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Real Rosenberg, Instagram, The Real Rosenberg, t-shirts, ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg, collarandelbowbrand.com. Use promo code Rosenberg, save 10%. And for those of you in Victorville, California, this Sunday, September 17th, Alpha Omega Wrestling is back. You got to check it out. I'll be there because I'm the boss there and I make things happen. So it's going to be fun. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow them on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Tom Connolly and Gabby Loren, I am Christian Rosenberg. We will see you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.